He jumped, as it came yet again, slicing through the night, clear in a way that only very cold things are. A word sprang to his groggy, shivering mind. It sounded like a keen. Something was keening, and it welled him up with entirely unexpected, in fact, frankly astonishing, tears. It tore at his heart like a dream gone wrong, a wordless cry for help that almost instantly made him feel inadequate to the task, helpless to save whatever was in danger, pointless to even try. A sound which, later on, when he remembered this night forever and always, thwarted all sense. Because when he found the bird made no sound at all. He rushed to his bedroom to dress. Trousers without underwear, shoes without socks, jacket without shirt. He didn't look out of any of his windows as he did so. The one logical action, simply checking on what the sound might be, left bafflingly undone. Instead, he moved with instinct, feeling somehow that if he hesitated, it, whatever it might be, would somehow slip away, dissipate like a forgotten love.